The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Mothers and daughters have one of life's most special bonds. Along with the trying times can be some of the most wonderful times. Welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Your hosts are Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker. In the next hour, we will share some great tools with our listeners designed to help mothers and daughters grow into the honesty and openness of whom you truly are. Now, here's Elizabeth, Melissa, and Danielle.
Good evening, and welcome to Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. I'm your host, Elizabeth Lutz, and I'm joined here by my two co-hosts, who also happen to be my daughters, Danielle.
Hello.
And Melissa.
Hello.
And we'd like to, first of all, thank you for joining us for this very exciting day, our very first episode of Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship.
Great.
Yay! All right. So, well, let's get to it. First off, we'd like to share our intention for this show today, which is basically to introduce you to all three of us and to then welcome you as our listeners to get to know us and to join us in our conversation, either by calling us or emailing us any questions or comments you might have. And our email address is info@heartcenteredlistening.com. So, first, about the show, and I think the title of our show is really the clearest description of what the show is about. The title of the show is Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. And it's, to me, it's about relationships and how you show up in them and how you can learn to communicate with them effectively and lovingly so that everyone feels heard. So that's kind of like the basis of what my intention, I guess, is for this show. Danielle or Melissa, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, I think the show is really going to be about, one of my focuses is that ultimately it's always about the relationship with yourself. So even though we're going to be talking about relationships between mothers and daughters or fathers and daughters, it can coincide with any relationship, and especially the relationship with yourself, because that's where it all starts.
Yeah, and I definitely like to add to that is it is about your relationship with yourself, but also, you know, you might learn from some of the things we have to say, but nothing's a given. Like, we don't have some special sauce. It's not a magic answer. Like, take what you see. See if it fits. Try it on. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
I don't know. I think love is the special sauce.
So. Oh, yeah.
I guess there is some special sauce in there.
Okay, I guess you need a little bit of special sauce. I think it's healthier than the McDonald's special sauce.
Yeah, less calories.
Definitely. But it is one of those things where it's like, you know, listen to our stories. We've gone through a lot of ups and downs, but every relationship is different.
Yeah, I agree. Great. Well, and like Melissa said, you know, I agree with her about even though our focus is geared towards healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother-daughter relationships, you know, I would like to reiterate what you said and suggest and remind the listeners that you can use these communication tools you know, that we show you throughout the show in any relationship. You know, in fact, we encourage you to use them in every relationship. So that's just kind of a quick overview of our show. Now, let's talk briefly about us. So, and our intentions for the show, get a little bit deeper into that. So I guess I'll go first, if that's okay. I raised my daughters, Danielle and Melissa, as a single parent in Minnesota. I have a JD, and I've been in corporate and business life most of my working career. However, recently I've moved into coaching, and coaching was kind of a natural next step because a lot of other my daughter's friends' parents were coming up to me and just kind of asking me how we created such a great relationship and with my daughters. And the first thing I would tell them is that I didn't create it. It was like we created it. You know, it was our relationship and we all showed up into it, and, you know, with our own intention of showing up for one another. And from the very beginning, from my perspective, we were always like a team. We were a family that we experienced, you know, a lot of challenges and heartaches. And even then, we experienced the joys and the celebrations too. But we've always maintained this deep faith that we love one another. And we've always continued to communicate in an honest, caring, and open manner with one another. And so with that said, my intention for this radio show is to share honestly and openly about all of the experiences I've shared with my daughters and things that just come to mind, in the hopes that we may help other people to grow in their relationships, you know, like with mother and daughter relationships or sibling relationships. So, because as a parent, I can tell you how rewarding it is to have an open, honest relationship with my two grown adults, daughters, and I believe it all started from an open, honest communication. So that's a little bit of what I have to share. And
sometimes a little too honest.
Yeah, I guess that's probably.
I mean, when I hear you talking, it sounds almost like it's all roses and bubble baths, and but my experience really is, you know, it was open and honest. It was, and it could be brutally honest. Like, I apologize. There's some things that I said were a little too honest and maybe a little too mean. But it really, we grew past it. It was, I could be at my lowest moment and we could be in this huge argument, whether it was with Melissa or Elizabeth, my mom. Like, but it was that when I truly needed, we were able to set aside anything that was going on, any argument that we were having at the time. Not that we were always arguing, but I like to say we got a lot of our crap out of the way, you know, in the first 18 years together, and then we were able to move into an adult relationship. But definitely it was one of those, there was always that support, the support in the relationship between, you know, everyone when we needed it. And so I guess my intention for the show is to really support the listeners in acknowledging your travels, acknowledging where you're at in your relationship, acknowledging you and your taking the first step and listening to the show and seeing what fits for you and really trying to move towards a loving, caring, more open, honest relationship or your ideal relationship.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of the most beautiful things about the show, is that we're all going to be showing up in our authenticity. And I think it was touched upon before, but I also want to reiterate that it's not as though we are always okay or always in a space where it's just happiness and joy and fun times. It always is that underlining, but, you know, today and every day we can have our times when we get on each other's nerves or we have our own things come forward where we all have opportunity and learnings.
Why did you say today?
And I was going to say, you know, I don't know if I'm part of this family. I remember it being so happy and joyful all the time and no trouble at all whatsoever.
None whatsoever at all.
I guess I perceived it a little bit differently at times.
But would you agree? I mean, what would you say is the foundation?
I think the foundation is we've always allowed each other the space to be ourselves. It was never, you're acting this way, and I think you should be acting this way. Or, I mean, I guess sometimes that did happen, but ultimately it was that we accepted each other where we were at and loved each other throughout all of it, just even when we were mad, mm-hmm. even when we continue to get mad if that happens.
I think, too, there's the awareness piece, the awareness of, for example, like, we'll say today, since Melissa brought today up. But if I'm,
I don't know what happened today. I know.
Nothing. It's okay. An example.
Okay. Just trying to stay current, okay?
Right. We could say yesterday if you okay. want. Not that we fight every day. But anyways, it's more like I noticed if I'm in my upset, it's really –
acknowledging in myself, okay, I have a choice. I can be upset or I can just move past it. I can figure out what I'm really upset about and be authentic in my communication and what really is bothering me and have an open, honest conversation about it in service to moving it forward. You know, or I could be there and be upset and say, no, I'm not going to talk to this person. I'm going to be angry and I'm going to point out all the things that they make me upset about. And this is really across every relationship. But what I think is the most endearing thing is that there is that special bond between a mother and daughter, that you really have that love and that knowledge, and sister and sister, but definitely you have that knowledge and that underlying love. There's that structure that you have, that you build it. I don't know how to explain it really. There's just something there that's not there in every single relationship. It's like that trust. Like, yeah. I as a child trusted you to take care of me, and that has built our relationship. So now even when we're in an argument, when that happens, very rarely, but I trust that no matter what happens, I always have that love and support.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not as though you're going to break a dish and then that's it. Get out of the family.
Right.
Like, you're done.
Yeah, yeah. And that's something that I think is another one of the keys, is the trust. Because with myself, too, even when my daughters were upset or mad at me, I had to trust and give them the space, you know, to work it out. Like, if they wanted to talk, I would always go to them and let them know, I'm here, I'm able to talk to you, I'm willing to talk with you. And, you know, if they shut me out, I didn't force myself on them. And I just trusted that they had the ability to listen within and then to sort things out. And when they were ready, oftentimes they came forward with their own, like, solutions. And it was just a very, very loving environment.
And I acknowledge you, Mom, too, because my turnaround time was about 2 minutes. Melissa was about 2 days.
Oh my gosh. I would want to bribe her if I could.
I'm pretty sure you tried. I do want to add, though, you had said something about what are our intentions for the show. And I really want to be clear in myself and with you that one of my intentions is to show up authentically and honestly and just be open with who I am and even share my embarrassing moments with you and just really be authentic, even if it's not always going to look pretty.
Have fun.
Yeah, yeah. And our intention is to have fun doing this. And with that said, it might be kind of fun if you're a mother to introduce, you know, have your daughter listen with you. Or if you're a daughter, have your mother listen to you. Or if you're siblings, you know, maybe you hear too much of this. You may not want to. But you really are invited to join us.
Yeah, I think that's great. And we're going to stop right here for a minute and take a short break. Again, this is Danielle, Melissa, and Elizabeth. And when we come back, we'll actually talk about some of the content to come in the upcoming weeks.
And again, we really want to welcome you to join us. So if you ever have any comments or questions, you can contact us at info@heartcenteredlistening.com.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? Heartcenteredlistening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. I'm your co-host, Elizabeth, along with Danielle and Melissa. And just before the break, we were discussing kind of the overall concepts for the show and introducing ourselves to you, the audience. And so now what we'd like to do is start to discuss some of the upcoming topics. You know, I'm kind of excited about it. I'm like, I'm with my hands, I'm going, sorry, I guess you can't see that. I talk sometimes.
Upcoming topics.
That we're going to be introducing in the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to list some of the topics here just to give you just a general idea. And remember, there's going to be many more, but these were just some of the ones that we're going to be working on pretty quickly here. Building self-esteem, developing communication and listening skills, understanding negative barriers to a good relationship, acceptance, and what we mean by acceptance is that you're accepting each other as you show up right now, not wanting them to be anything different or anyone to be any different, and taking 100% responsibility for what you think and feel. And those are just some of the topics. And in addition to each one of these topics, we're going to be introducing some tools for you, our listeners, to try with each one of the subjects. And again, keep in mind, this is just kind of a limited list. However, we wanted to kind of give you an idea of what's to come. So, and I, both you guys have some ideas of some other things and topics you want to share. So, or if you want to expand on one of the topics I mentioned.
Well, first of all, I think acceptance could be many shows, not just one show. I think that's a big one right there. Not just acceptance with each other, but acceptance of ourselves and where we're at right now. Another one I think that's going to be a big one, and it's probably going to encompass a little bit in all of them, is projection. It's a big one. If there's upset, one thing that I've learned is if I'm upset really at anything, at anybody, it really ultimately comes down to me just being upset with myself and me judging myself and how I feel like I should show up and I didn't show up and what I did right or what I didn't do right. So yeah, that's going to be a big one. And I'm really excited about that because that's one that is really dear to my heart, because the day that I learned that and started really encompassing that into my life, I became a happier, freer person. So yeah, projection.
Yeah, and projection is like one of those psychology terms that's out there. So do you want to explain it a little bit more, Melissa, maybe to your...
Well, really kind of what I said before. It's whenever, say I don't like that you show up late all the time. I really might be... Not that you do.
I'm the most proper.
You're always proper. You are always.
I was like, that is a projection.
If by late you mean 10 minutes early.
I was like, whoa.
But really, it might be that I'm really mad at myself when I show up late and how I feel that if I should do it a certain way, then everybody else should do it a certain way.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, I hear you. I love that topic, too, so I can't wait to...
So what would you say right now, because I'm upset that you always pick the things that I'm going to talk about. How is that a projection?
You can have positive projections.
Oh, yeah.
You're
yes.
both so
you
smart.
You are brilliant. I love your ideas. I really was going to say
I am
those.
Brilliant. Thank you.
That's a projection. That's not yours. No, I actually want to circle back to what you said before about acceptance and really accepting the other person and not expecting anything from them. And I think it's not only an acceptance of the other person. Like, for example,
you know, if someone comes to me, it's really accepting where they're at, understanding that they might have some challenges that I'm not aware of, that I don't know. Everything's different for someone else. Something that I perceive as a challenge, someone else might not, and vice versa. And I think in addition to that, it really is acceptance of yourself and where you're at. It's really, I know a lot of times I will come up to a conversation or in a relationship, and this, even with you guys, and this is something I've definitely learned over the years as we've developed our relationship, but I would come to it speaking as to what I think you want to hear. You know, not accepting where I'm at, not really honoring myself in what I want to say and be honest, but being like, oh, I think she wants to hear this. So really saying that, and then it ends up, I end up getting frustrated. So I'm not really accepting where I'm at. You know, I'm making myself show up in a different way. And so I think that's a really big one. It works all around.
Yeah, I agree. And another one that I didn't mention, but I really like is where you're, when you're communicating, it's a tool that you use, is you kind of not necessarily parrot back what the other person is saying, but when you listen to them and they talk to you and they give you ideas and concepts and they're saying, this is what I think and this is what I'm going to do, instead of thinking in your own head how you're going to respond, make sure you got the right message, because sometimes, often in communication, the message sent is not the message received. So, what are you laughing at? Does that happen often?
I think that we fine-tune this one.
Yeah, perception, to check in with the other person and see, you know, if what they're saying, what you're hearing is what they're actually saying, and vice versa. You know, just say, could you repeat back to me, you know, what you think I'm saying, you know, just to make sure we're on the same page.
Right, because if maybe one day you ask me to take out the trash, I might hear, you never take out the trash, you're a horrible person, and this is the only thing you have the ability to do with your life or whatnot. Not that I would hear that, but just an example of how the message sent might not always be the message received.
Yeah, because you're kind of in your head thinking these things, you know, oh, she thinks this or thinks that, so... So instead, all you'd have to say is, Mom, do you really want the trash taken out? And I, of course, say, oh, no, honey, you misunderstood me. I want to take it out.
Yeah, I have never once asked you if you wanted me to take out the trash and had the answer be no. That's hilarious.
Okay, so maybe I could work on some of my examples. Am I hearing you correctly? Because
you are.
We didn't actually say that, but that's what I heard.
I'm so happy you checked in. That is accurate.
Another example. Check. I would love to talk about barriers, too. That's one thing that I'm really excited to talk about. And that's barriers. What barriers mean to me is kind of how I'm holding someone at arm's length and not really letting them in. And I know I've talked about this before, being honest with myself, actually saying what I mean, say what I feel. And it doesn't have to be with negativity. It doesn't have to be with, you know, too much pushed, you know, energy. It's more of like, I think the biggest negative barrier is not being honest with yourself. Because if I'm talking to Melissa and I'm not being honest in what I'm communicating, how can I expect her to reciprocate in an honest way too?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I won't.
Well, because you respond honestly to the dishonest communication that began, you know what I mean? So it's already a little skewed.
Right, and to that point, the issue that's going on, or like my disturbance, or if I want to bring something forward that I want worked on, if we don't actually talk about it, if I don't bring it up how I see it, we're not actually going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Or it's a lot less likely.
Yeah, it is a lot less likely.
Yeah.
Not that we have problems. Again.
One of the other topics that I'm really excited about talking about as well is personal responsibility. And it's funny because it sounds like such a big thing, like really taking personal responsibility for my life and everything that is a part of it. And it seems like it's a lot of weight, and there's a lot of, it seems like a lot, but it's actually the opposite. By taking personal responsibility, it's the most freeing thing ever, because I don't have to take responsibility for other people anymore. I'm only responsible for myself. And I think that's a big thing that people in general have a can fall into of really feeling that they need to take, they need to be responsible for other people, and it shows up in so many different ways. So really being clear that I'm responsible for myself even allows me to let go more of any responsibility for anyone else.
Right. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And I like the 100% responsible for yourself. You know, it's
not 99.9%.
No, and it's very freeing. That's the thing that I think a lot of people, when they hear that, like you say, well, I'm not taking responsibility. And you also, to take 100% responsibility for your, like your communication in the relationship, your, the way you show up in the relationship, you know. So that goes back to our initial point in the beginning of the show. It seems like each one of us innately took 100% responsibility, personal responsibility, or close, you know, we were moving in that direction, and we still are, but it's a very big key.
Yeah, Melissa and I were actually, we were just talking about this. I was experiencing a challenge at work, and I asked for Melissa's support and just trying to figure out, okay, what was really bothering me about the situation. And so Melissa and I had a great conversation. She brought up some good ideas, and I actually worked with it. And I realized, okay, if I had not worked with it, because then fast forward 3 hours later, I felt great. I felt lighter. I wasn't concentrating on my concerns. Like, I was able to release it and let it go and not stay in it and stew in it and, like, make it worse. And, you know, that kind of just, it perpetuates things. So I, and Melissa and I were having a conversation as we were walking to get coffee. And I was like, gosh, where would I be right now if I stayed in it? I would have blown it up in my head. I would have made it worse. I would have made, you know, other people out there just, this person's attacking me. It just, I would not have been happy.
Right.
And I was really able to just move on and not deal with it, but not deal with it because I was past it.
Yeah, it's almost as though the minute you can actually take control over it and see it, it's easier to let it go.
Yes.
So, like, really actually let it go for real.
Yeah, and I agree with that. And you said it brings freedom, and I agree with what Danielle said. It also brings happiness. You know, it can bring a lot of happiness. And along with all these topics that we've just mentioned, we also welcome any topics that you, our audience, would like to cover. So please send us an email at info@heartcenteredlistening.com with any suggestions. And right now seems like a perfect time just to talk about, I forgot to mention, our next week's topic, which is going to be top 10 things you can do right now to improve your relationship. So next week, we're going to be discussing this list. We're still kind of debating the top 10. You know, we might have an honorable mention.
or three.
But they're great, simple tools that you can start using right away. So,
yeah, so thanks again for joining us here to hear about all of our upcoming topics and especially next week's topic. And this is Melissa, and I'm here with my mother, Elizabeth, and my sister, Danielle, and we are about to go on another short break. And when we come back, we'll have our new segment called One Question, Three Responses.
Oh, great. That's my favorite.
Very excited.
It's a great segment.
Yep. One question, we each respond, and it's all going to be different and lovely.
See you then.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
How do you achieve balance in your life? Is it when everything runs in perfect alignment with each other? Time, money, and life? You can keep everything in nearly perfect balance. Listen for Be Mighty with K.D. Marley, which is made up of two people, K. Mar and D. Lee. The hosts have worked with small business owners to find the best and most systematic way of tracking both time and money in order to achieve work-life balance to their advantage. The show can help you, too. Listen Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? Heartcenteredlistening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Welcome back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship. Once again, I'm your co-host, Elizabeth, along with my two daughters and co-hosts, Danielle and Melissa.
Hello.
Hi.
And we're just beginning our new segment, which we're excited about. It's our new show, and now this is a new segment to our new show.
All of our segments are new.
I know, but I mean, well, we weren't really talking about. This is one that we're intending to do like weekly. So, and it's going to be called One Question, Three Responses. This is one of our favorite parts of the show, where we take one question from an online listener or a caller, and then each one of us will answer the question according to how we see it.
And then later, you as the listener can vote on whose answer you like the best.
Yeah, it'll be fun to see which each one of us bring forward. You may like agree with us, you may not agree with us, or you may agree with all of us or none of us, right?
Well, in the interest of full disclosure, every practice round, I won.
Oh, yeah. We only did one practice round.
So 100% of the time, I win.
Speaking of 100%, well, that's another thing. I just want you to know that with our responses, I think each one of us will show up 100% in our honesty. So that's what we're going to guarantee for our viewers or our listeners. So, all right, here goes. Are you ready for this week's question?
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's from Ellen. She's 17 years old and lives in Arizona, and here is her question. I find myself upset with my mother whenever I talk to her. Sometimes it's before she even talks. Do you have any suggestions? What should I do?
I have no experience with this, by the way. Let me just preface that.
Mom, earmuffs.
No, I think that's really probably a common thing. A lot of people, I mean, I can't tell you how many times before I sort of learned all these skills where I would just assume that somebody was going to answer in a certain way, or like I would maybe bring something to the table and say, well, I'm going to share this even though I know that her response is going to be this. So I think that's one of the main things, is to just show up without any expectations. Allow your mom to surprise you, the potential to surprise you, because the bottom line is you never really know. For example, I remember when I was in high school, I was on my way to a school play and I rear-ended the truck in front of me. And throughout the whole play, it wasn't bad. It was just damage to the hood of my car. But through the whole play, I was just so nervous and I couldn't even enjoy myself because I was just creating this scenario where I was going to go home and my mom, Elizabeth, or she was just going to rip me a new one. And that was it. I was never going anywhere again. And, you know, the more I sat with it, the more I just knew how she was going to react. And I
locked you in a closet for a month.
And so I go home. And I was like
dog with its tail between its legs, you know, like, mom, I got into an accident. And her reaction immediately was, are you okay? And no upset or like no blame at all. And I was so blown away and surprised. And it was such a beautiful response. And I think it really showed me that I want to allow you to have that response. I don't want to put on you that you're going to have a negative response. So I think really one of the big things is just to show up with no expectation and allow for the possibility of being pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and I would say to that, like, allowing her to show up, it's really oftentimes when I or anyone else expects someone to answer a certain way, it's almost like the question that comes out of your mouth is not authentic. Mm-hmm. You know, you're actually tailoring the actual question towards what you think is going to happen. So, you know, you're coming at it with a defensiveness, like, oh, you know, I'm on the defense, I have to put in all these excuses about how he did what, and there's a lot more stress put on it instead of just being open and allowing to happen what will happen. You know, you're actually affecting the outcome before it even has a chance.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it might be fun, kind of, Ellen, just to lean into it a little bit, you know, as like a social experiment, if you want to, if you don't really trust what we're saying, you know, just show up every once in a while with your mom with absolutely no expectations and see, you know, what kind of a response you get versus when you show up. And I'm not saying that you show up, but if you ever show up in your, you know, in your judgment of how you think it's going to come, or what's going to happen, or what your mother's going to say.
Yeah, and I would jump on top of that, and I would say, you know, also maybe you try and work with the upset. What is really, what's underlying? What's bothering you? Because if I read, you know, from what you said, sometimes you feel upset or you experience that before she even talks. What that tells me is that you're probably coming into it with anger or upset and really figuring out what that is. Like, and it could be, you know, a previous interaction, or it could be something that's not even related to what the conversation's going to be. But maybe just figuring out that and then really taking that as a stepping stone to work with it and figure out maybe how you can not approach it that same way next time. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm sending so much love your way, because that is super difficult. I think everyone who's been a teenager or even past teenagers has felt that, not even with just their moms, maybe their sisters, but not my sister, not my mom, only because they're staring at me right now. But yes, I would definitely find out what about it is upsetting you and how can you work with it.
Yeah, and mom, you were sharing earlier about kind of using going at it as an experiment, and I think what she shared earlier is a good experiment to start with, and I think after that, maybe even experiment with what it would be like to show up the way that you want her to show up. So, for example, be with her the way that you want her to react to you or be with you. So show up how you want to be seen or how you want her to show up. And it might just be something that happens naturally. Maybe she'll pick up on that vibe of loving and react from that loving place if you can show up yourself from that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't, if it doesn't go the way that you're hoping it goes with a change in how you're approaching, I definitely wouldn't judge yourself. I wouldn't hold it against yourself. Like, it's difficult. I mean, everyone has their own triggers. Everyone has their own relationship with these people, with their parents or their sisters or whatever relationship it might be. I would just be gentle with yourself. And if it doesn't work the first time, if it doesn't, like we said, there is no, besides the love secret sauce, there's not, it's really trying what works for you. And the first thing might not work. So not having unrealistic expectations might allow you to open the door for being surprised.
Yeah. And another thing that you could possibly do is to put yourself in the right frame of mind. It's like, if you go in and you're thinking, oh, my mom always says no, or my mom isn't going to like what I have to say, or my mom doesn't like this or doesn't like that. It's kind of like what Melissa was saying with the play, that she kept kind of making it worse than it was, kept fanning the flames of her negativity. And so what I would recommend, and I have done this before, and just see if it works for you, but sometimes when I know I have a difficult communication, I would think about somebody I really love, like my daughters or my husband or my dog and the wagging tail and how happy he is to see me, or a sunset. Or I would put myself in the frame of mind of that place of gratitude. I'm so grateful that, you know, I have a delicious meal, you know, in front of me. I'm so grateful I've got, I can watch the sunset. I'm so grateful I can hear the ocean or something like that. Whatever it is that you really like, go to that place and just kind of center yourself there and think about that when you go and start the communication. So, you know, and you don't necessarily have to be, you know, all that, you know, on one side or the other side, but it could at least bring you into more of a neutrality. So when you are talking, it's from a more neutral place, kind of, you know, like you are, like I would assume that maybe you talk with your friends that way, from a very neutral place, that you don't automatically know what they're going to say. You listen to them and then you respond, and then and I know that it's much more difficult with your mother, because, and I really believe many times it's more difficult because you care so much about what your mother thinks and says, that it adds another layer of complexity. But remember too that she loves and cares about you too.
Yes, and I, you know, I know we have to go on break here shortly, but I do want to talk about really quick, when that comes forward and when you try something new, just being really realistic, it might not change. It might not have an outcome. It might be the same interaction that you've had time and time again beforehand. And just really to realize that when you start up new, just really understand that it could not have any effect on that outcome.
Absolutely. But I would guarantee, though, it could have an effect on the outcome as far as how you feel when you're having the communication.
Yes.
If
and
you
that
really move into this place of like compassion and love for your mother before you start the communication, you'll come at the communication from a different perspective. You'll come in a different state, and inside of yourself, I really do believe you're gonna notice it and feel better about it, versus coming at a communication with judgment and anger and I know what she's gonna say, and she always said, you know, something like that. And I'm not suggesting that you do. I'm really not.
Well, and I think what I'm getting at too is it might not change, but it's really working with it, because you do have a choice. We've talked about personal responsibility, and you have a choice. If it goes the same way, you could either be really upset about it, or you could say, okay, well, next time I'm going to try something new. I'm going to see what works, and this one didn't. Let's see what else.
Yeah, it is all about not having the expectations of knowing what's going to happen. And I think it's important to not go into it hoping that it will change necessarily. Like, not, I'm doing this so that she'll be more loving. It's more, I'm doing this so that I can know that I'm showing up in a more loving place, regardless of how she reacts to it. So it's not to take out any expectation of her at all, from either the positive reaction or the negative reaction.
Yeah, great. I agree with that too. Anything else? Do you guys want to add anything else to tell Ellen? Good luck.
And Ellen, again, if you're listening, please feel free to email us at info@heartcenteredlistening with any reaction to what we shared as our responses to your question.
Or if you want a little more clarity on what we said, because I know we threw out a lot of ideas, and I know that we were, you know, there's a lot there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if anyone else has any responses, or if you would like your question to be featured on any upcoming episode, please email it as well.
And we are actually going to be wrapping up that section and going on a little break right now. Once again, this is Communicating from the Heart, and we're so happy to have you with us.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
At Heart-Centered Listening, we are committed to providing high-quality coaching, empowering you to reach a healthier and more fulfilling mother-daughter relationship. We have a consistent flow of coaching clients who sincerely want to heal and move toward a healthy, loving, and fulfilling mother and daughter relationship. We welcome you to share in the joys, sorrows, and experiences of one family's growth and learning. We support others in growing into love and support of oneself so that you can show up in the loving way that you would like in your relationships with others. Get answers to the questions you've always wanted to ask. We promise to show up each day in our authenticity and always be honest in our responses. You can call Heart-Centered Listening at 310-301-1850 Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Pacific Time, or visit our website at heartcenteredlistening.com. Mother-daughter relationship coaching with Elizabeth Lutz. Isn't it time to open the door to your new relationship? Heartcenteredlistening.com. Support. Healing. Transformation.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Communicating from the Heart. We'd love to hear from you with any questions or comments you might have. Please send us an email to info@heartcenteredlistening.com. That's info@heartcenteredlistening.com. Now back to Communicating from the Heart, the empowered mother-daughter relationship.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Danielle and I'm with my sister Melissa and my lovely mother Elizabeth. This is Communicating from the Heart, and Melissa, you're lovely too. The empowered mother-daughter relationship. We just came back from our favorite new segment, One Question, Three Responses. Melissa, do you have anything to follow up on? I know we got cut a little short there.
Well, one thing is I feel like we agreed way too much, and I don't know how I'm supposed to be the winner if you guys just agree with me all the time.
That's a secret plan.
I think really just as to kind of close up our what I feel are the main points of our response to that is I think it's really important to be clear with how you want to show up with your mother before you talk to her, before you interact with her, and get maybe use what my mother was sharing. Think about sunsets, a puppy you love, anything like that to just help you move into your heart and just get a clear picture of how you want to be in the relationship and maybe even how you want her to show up and just choose to show up that way yourself. And I feel that if you can do that, you're more likely to get the loving response that you may be looking for.
Yeah. And I'd really like to, you know, to be the first person that takes the first step in really changing a relationship and really bringing it to that next level, it can be difficult because up until that point, at least, you know, in some experiences, it could be this person was upset with me, I'm upset back, they said something mean, I'm going to say something back. And this is for all relationships, not just mother-daughter relationships, but it's one of those, it takes a lot of guts to be the person who says, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to break that cycle. I'm going to show up differently. And I really acknowledge you for even considering taking that next step, especially Ellen at such a young age.
Yes, yes.
And it's funny how just by one person taking the first step, who knows, maybe your mom is on the other end. Maybe she already wrote us a question saying, how do I show up more lovingly with my daughter? You know, it might be kind of like a hooray, like we don't have to we don't have to have this relationship anymore. All right. Like, let's show up in our loving, you know?
Yeah. And that's a great point because Ellen, maybe what another suggestion could be is to, when you are in that place of neutrality and when you don't have anything you really need to talk to your mother about, that's when maybe you might want to have a neutral conversation about, you know, mom, how can we learn to communicate, you know, in a way that works for you? You know, and a way that works for me, you know, and just have like an open, you know, ask, And see what she has to say. It might be very eye-opening. And, you know, just that first little step can be a step to more open and honest communication. And she may surprise you.
Mm-hmm. And thanks for reminding me of, I was going to respond as well, is that can happen at any point. At any time, it's never too late to try to create the relationship that you want. Mm-hmm. It's never like, this is how we've been for 40 years. It's not going to change. At any time, it could change.
Absolutely. In the master's program that we all took, we've seen relationships where people have 90-year-old mothers and they haven't spoken in 20 years. And it's just really changing that relationship in yourself and setting that intention to show up differently in the relationship. And just holding in a different way yourself oftentimes has an outside reaction, positive reaction. So, yeah, and we're wrapping up the show. We just want to ask Melissa, do you have any closing thoughts?
Well, that was I had an exciting time, exciting fun time. Really, I'm just so excited for what's to come. I feel like the show has been pretty good so far. My co-hosts are pretty cool. I don't know. Yeah, I got to remember you guys can't see my hand motions.
But what she's really doing is pointing at me and saying, she's way cooler.
I'm really excited. And I want to thank both of you, actually, for allowing me this opportunity to co-host with you both. Because I don't think it would have happened if it was just myself. Who knows? Maybe, but...
Yeah, that's one thing that I just want to share, too, is my gratitude to both of you for sharing your experiences and your authenticity and showing up not only here today, but all the other times in all of our communications. It's just been spectacular and fabulous. And I want you to hold the idea of the puppy in the sunset in your mind when we talk about the top 10 things you can do for next week's show. We're going to try and agree on all 10 of them.
I'm pretty
this is
sure
our challenge for next week.
I don't think any of them are going to be wrong.
No, but this one's just a little more right.
Top 10 is top 10. We'll have to have an honorable mention or something.
Right. 10.1, 10.2. Yeah, I guess I would just like to thank everyone out there. Of course you too. Like, I love you. Without our experiences together, we wouldn't be able to sit here and have this conversation. And to share with everyone out there, we're here because we've been through a lot. Mm-hmm. We're here because it's not like everything's, like I said before, sunshines and rainbows. Like, we've learned. It's trials. Like we said, think of it as an experiment. Oh my gosh, have I come and said the wrong thing to both my mom and my sister? And it's really, I just had to tweak it because the message that I really wanted to get across didn't get across because of what how I was holding it before I even said anything. So it's really, we did learn through experience. And just be gentle with yourself and the other people. And also, just, I ask that you guys be gentle with us.
Yes.
We're new to this. We're professionals. Sometimes we forget what we're going to say, like I did twice already. You know, just be gentle. And we welcome your feedback.
So much so. That's one of the things that I'm most excited for, is to really open the lines of communication with you, our listeners, and hear your feedback and really get to know you. Feel free to email us whenever. Say, hey, what should I eat for lunch today? We'll give you 3 responses. Mine will be the best.
That is a good one.
They like sushi, yeah.
Yes. We'll give you 3 responses. I like that. She's funny, this one. But yes, definitely, we welcome your feedback, and we want to learn and grow with you. We're not doing this show for ourselves. You know?
I am really, a little bit doing it for myself.
Okay. Yeah. Melissa's doing a little bit for herself. But really, we have been through so much and learned so much that it's almost a waste to just hold it to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we really want to share it.
Yeah. And I'm excited about our next week's topic. I know I keep bringing that up, but 10 things. I mean, I think we've got like 14 already, that just small little teeny things that you can do to show up in your relationship with just a little bit more consciousness, and that can really shift your communication, your relationship with others. So I'm really excited to share that topic next week. And, you know.
Well, yeah, I love lists.
Yeah.
I love lists. Especially top 10 lists. I mean, David Letterman had it right, right?
Oh, yeah. We should do it. Should we do it top 10 like that and do it from 10 and go on all the way up to the
should
number
we do it backwards?
One? Yeah, though, I think we will.
That might be interesting.
Yeah.
No, because I don't think there's a hierarchy to them. I think they're all going to be equally, I don't know, equally, I can't find the word that I'm looking for, but they're going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All of them.
Equally important.
Equally important. That okay. works. Thank you. Where were you 30 seconds ago?
In my world, number one is not equal to number two. All right. Any last thoughts, you guys?
I guess my last thought is just, again, one of gratitude for the listeners and for Melissa and for Danielle for, you know, just sharing openly with all of you. And that really is our intention. And our intention is to share with you the tools and the skills that we've learned through our psychology courses and life experiences that have really helped us, you know, hone in and grow together and learn to communicate even more effectively and efficiently with each other and in a loving, supportive manner.
Mm-hmm. And also, I want to have fun.
Yes, me too. So
I'm really here mostly to have fun.
Yeah.
Me too. Now that all the nerves are out, shake them out. Woohoo, now we can have fun.
So speaking of fun, I had so much fun for our first episode of Communicating from the Heart, the Empowered Mother-Daughter Relationship. Being here with you, Elizabeth, my mom, and you, Danielle, my sister, has been so much fun, like I said. But that is really all the time that we have for today. We are so looking forward to seeing you next week with our top 10 list. We're going to be on at 5 o'clock sharp on Tuesday, and that's Pacific Standard Time. Oh, or Pacific Daylight Savings Time at that point, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you remember.
Yeah. Fall back.
She's the smart one. No, I mean, you're the smart one, too.
So we hope you all have a wonderful, safe, and great week, and thanks for joining us. We look forward to seeing you or being with you next week.
Thank you for joining us this week on Communicating from the Heart. Please tune in for another edition with mother-daughter hosts Elizabeth Lutz, Danielle Schoniker, and Melissa Schoniker next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We can't wait to share more with you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.